Maddie in the Middle by Ian Bone.
My name's Ian Bone, and I wrote Maddie in the Middle. Maddie in the Middle is about a girl called Maddie, and she lives in this very busy family, and she's right in the middle of it. And no one listens to Maddie until one day she sees that their cat Silky is not feeling very well.
Maddie didn't have a special place in her family. She wasn't the youngest. That place belonged to baby Christine. Everyone wanted to hold Christine. She wasn't even the next youngest. That was Ryan's special place. He was 3 years old. Everyone said Ryan was cute. Sam was the oldest in the family, and Lucy was the oldest girl. Maddie was just Maddie, squeezed into the middle of her big, noisy family. One day, after school, Lucy was getting ready for netball practice. Sam was late for a guitar lesson. Mum was looking everywhere for the car keys. Maddie wanted to tell them about her new teacher at school. He was caring for a young, sick bird. He carried it around in a sock to keep it warm. They were too busy to listen. Maddie tried to tell Dad. He was reading a story to Ryan and changing Christine's nappy. Dad wanted to listen, but he dropped the book on Christine. Christine started crying, then everyone left the room.
"Doesn't anyone want to hear about my teacher's bird?" asked Maddie.
The only reply was a tiny meow. It was Silky, the old grey cat. Silky brushed himself lightly against Maddie's leg. She took no notice of him. Everyone knows you can't talk to a cat about birds. Later, Dad was being a horse for Ryan and chopping vegetables for soup. Mum was mending Sam's school uniform and helping Lucy with her homework. Maddie tried again to tell them how her new teacher was caring for a young bird.
"It's called wildlife rescue," she said.
Mum wanted to listen, but Christine woke up. She cried as loud as a train. Then Dad dropped Ryan. Ryan cried too, louder than Christine. This time, Maddie went to her bedroom.
"Nobody wants to hear about wildlife rescue," she said sadly.
Maddie heard a weak little meow and looked down. It was Silky. He pushed himself against her foot. She took no notice of him. What would a cat know about wildlife rescue? The next night, Lucy and Sam were fighting over the TV remote control. Ryan was roaring at Christine like a lion. In the middle of all the noise, Maddie saw that something was wrong. Silky was lying in the hallway. He was stretched out in a strange, flat sort of way. He looked really sick.
"There's something wrong with Silky," cried Maddie.
This time, everyone listened to her. Maddie watched as the vet checked Silky all over. The vet said that Silky was very old. He'd lost the will to live.
"Silky does want to live," said Maddie.
But nobody heard her. All the children were very worried about Silky.
"I'll pat him until he's better," said Sam.
"I'll remember to feed him," said Lucy.
"Can I dig a hole for him if he dies?" asked Ryan.
"He's not going to die," said Maddie.
No one listened. They were too busy arguing over who loved Silky the best. On Saturday, Sam forgot to pat Silky. He had two basketball games to play. Lucy was too busy to feed Silky. She had a party to go to. Ryan started digging a hole, but he turned it into a mud pie. And Christine pulled Silky's tail. Maddie took Silky to her bedroom and whispered in his ear. She told him stories about when he was younger. She told him how he used to play with the ribbons in her hair. She told him how he used to hide under her bed and then attack her. She told him how he once fought off the ginger tomcat from next door.
Silky listened to her voice. He fell into a purring, peaceful sleep. On Sunday, Sam said he was too tired to pat Silky. Lucy was busy sewing a new dress and forgot to feed him. Ryan turned his hole into a secret cave. And Christine dropped her bottle on Silky's head. Maddie took Silky out to the garden and showed him the long grass where he used to hide. She told him that he was the best cat in the world. Silky listened to every word. Maddie sang quiet songs to him, and Silky fell asleep with the warm sunshine on his fur. Monday came, and Maddie had to go to school. She told Silky that he'd be all right, that she'd come back soon. As soon as Maddie left, Silky gave a weak little meow. He was all alone. All day, Maddie worried about Silky. Even feeding the sick little bird didn't cheer her up. When school was over, she couldn't run home fast enough. Silky looked worse.
"I'll never leave you again, Silky," said Maddie.
The next day, Maddie put her books in a plastic bag. Next, she put a blanket and Silky into her school bag. She carried Silky to school. During her lessons, she held the bag with Silky inside it on her lap.
"What's in your bag, Maddie?" asked the teacher.
Maddie showed him.
The teacher wasn't too sure about having a cat at school. Maddie told him it was a cat rescue project, just like his wildlife rescue.
"And Silky won't hurt your bird," she said.
The teacher agreed that Silky could stay. Silky went to school every day that week. He listened to the teacher. He listened to the children. Most of all, he listened to Maddie. At the end of the week, during a noisy game at home, Maddie saw something wonderful. Silky was chasing a butterfly.
"Silky's better!"
yelled Maddie. Sam held out his hand to Silky.
"Come and have a pat," he said.
Silky took no notice of him.
"Come to me," said Lucy. "I'll feed you."
Silky walked past her.
"Silky, look at the hole I've dug," said Ryan.
Silky wasn't interested in holes either. He trotted over to Maddie and rubbed himself against her leg.
"It looks as if you were Silky's best friend, Maddie," said Mum.
Maddie smiled. Now she knew she had a special place in her family.